Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, live from the sports desk, it's The Sports with Christopher Walken.
Hey, what's up there, motherfuckers? It's me, Christopher the Touchdown Tornado Walken. I'm feeling good these days. I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'll tell you why. It's all because of the shake weight. Now, you wouldn't believe it from watching the commercials, but this motherfucker, it gives you a workout like you wouldn't believe. I mean, sure, it might not be that appealing to most people since it looks like you're jerking somebody off all over your face every time you use it, but goddamn, rippling biceps on the walking master. Though there is one drawback to the shake weight. The other day I was jerking off and I just about ripped my cock off my body. That's how ripped my fucking jack-off arm is or whatever. You have that problem ever where you can't jack it with your left hand? I think those people who can jack off with two hands, what are they called? Like, ampredestrious? Asbestos. Now, whatever, who gives a fuck? Point is, be careful with the shake weight. There's certain things you don't need to be super strong for. Speaking of which, how do you think the Hulk jerks off? Like, I know normally he's, you know, a normal guy, but when he turns into the Hulk, you know, I don't know about you, but when I'm angry, that's when I want to jerk off. And he's angry as hell, but he's super strong. I don't even think he could get his arms around those muscles to jack off. And does his cock turn green? And if so, is the top of it still purple? Because mine's always purple. Speaking of purple things, did you know that there's a fucking octopus who's been predicting all of the fucking World Cup matches? Apparently, he's gotten every single one of them right. By the way, congratulations to the conquistadors for taking the championship. Good job, good soccer playing or football or whatever the fuck it's called. I always wonder if the conquistadors played soccer with all of them heads of those Mayans that they slaughtered so many years ago. You ever wonder about that? I mean, there was like a basketball game that they used to play, the Mayans played, where they'd huck a head through a little hole, and if he got the fucking head through the hole, which would be a fucking miracle. I don't know if you've seen the size of these holes. You have to have a little head, like a little kid's head, which I'm not opposed to. You know, children annoy the shit out of me, but that's neither here nor there. But if you take a little boy's head and you dunk it through that fucking thing, then they chop your head off, which never made any sense to me. But, you know, I wonder, did the conquistadors, did they come in, you know, and rape all the women, take all the gold, and then play soccer with all of the Mayans' heads? Them Spaniards, they're cocksuckers, you know? But congratulations on the win. But anyways, getting back to it, the fucking octopus predicted every single game with 100% accuracy. Apparently, they'd put, like, two little boxes in his tank, and they'd have the flag of each team in one of the boxes, and then whichever one the octopus put his little tentacle, whatever the fuck you call, suckerfish thing, onto the box, that was the team that was gonna win. And he predicted every single one of them like some sort of fucking soothsayer, like it's the fucking Ides of March or something. Anyways, now they're fucking parading this motherfucker around like he's Jesus or something. You better watch out. Don't let a fucking Japanese guy see that fucking thing. He'll eat that motherfucker like he's cotton candy and shit. Lastly, I just have one thing to say to the entire sports world. Fuck you, LeBron James. You're a fucking douchebag. Next time I'm at the Garden and I'm watching my fucking 15 and 75 New York Knicks lose another fucking game, I'm gonna be cutting the head off of a little LeBron James doll. Fuck you, LeBron. Eat a fucking dick.
This has been Sports Minute with Christopher Walken.